This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The nonsense and the foolishness and the top-notch basketball analysis, all of that stuff's going to be on. It's going to be on ESPN or ABC next year, not on TNT. For that, we're sad. But I'm proud to say for the last time, thanks for watching us. It's the NBA on TNT.
Ernie Johnson, so it is going to be the same show?
I'm not real sure what's going to happen. It's funny that you would bring this up. I watched a clip of a Charles Barkley appearance on the Dan Patrick show. And on one hand, I think like, oh, well, good. I'm watching one of the main guys from this show talking about what's about to happen. And I'm probably more confused than I would have been having this conversation with you now if I had not watched that. I feel like I'd have a better handle on what's about to happen, because Barkley was talking about how they still want, they're not going to be always on ESPN. Sometimes they'll be on TNT, but they won't have any game rights, and he thinks they'll be on against games. And Patrick's like, so like a Manning cast? Like, yeah, but we aren't, you know, we don't have the games. It's like, so it's kind of weird, and like, I don't know. I'm more confused now than I was, you know, 5 hours ago before I watched this clip of Barkley. But yeah, the story is they're going to ESPN. But I don't know what kind of frequency there is going to be. If that is going to be like every, like Wednesday and Saturday or what. I've not seen anything specific about how frequently that crew will be having that show on ESPN.
Okay.
But the plan, I believe, is to just move it over. TNT's yeah. Still going to produce it. They're just giving it to ESPN selling it.
With
I
the
imagine.
Same personalities.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I don't know. It doesn't sound like that much of like an ending to me. I mean, you got these guys are swearing. He's breaking up. He's choking up.
It is an ending for the. They're not carrying basketball anymore on that channel. And that's where they
got traded.
All right.
If you and I get traded,
right. Well, you have a news conference, and it depends.
We'll cry.
It depends on how long you've been somewhere. But yeah, I don't. If your point of bringing this up is to object to the emotional outpouring at all.
It's not.
Because, that's been a staple. So it's a different network.
No, I am not doing that.
Okay.
I just
didn't mean to lead us there.
I'm a little bit confused by it if they're going to be on the same set with just on a different channel. Has the show ever sounded older than the use of the word channel? My point of bringing it up is instead this. I think it's really interesting and kind of awesome how popular that show is. I mean, it's not just, it has it both. It's not just fans love and laugh at these guys every time, but it's also like critical acclaim. They've won tons of awards. Like, it's just a home run. In a world where, and I'm not speaking for everybody, I know that, so many sports studio shows are so bad and disliked. I mean, I don't, how high is the bar actually? Do we walk in the door? You put together, hockey recently did this a few years ago with their new groups. You know, Steve Levy, Messier, PK Subban. Is that fine? Like, you put together a new combination of people and roll the ball out, so to speak. You know, people are going to react how they're going to react. Football seems to have such... I'm stopping myself because I feel like I'm speaking for everybody. The shows are probably massively watched. I think when it comes to those shows, I do think of myself in the minority as someone that finds almost literally no value in them. I mean, I'm over here in the play on the playground with fantasy football, where the insight that I come across is a million times greater than what Who Do You Want? Bill Cowher is telling me. And then they've got Bill Cowher and all the other guys reading, like narrating highlights, which why do I need that? Why can't I have just the one guy who will do that? I've got to pass the ball around so that Boomer is telling me what happened on this play in the Carolina game. I don't know. This subject has been one of ours for many years, and just like the laughter at things that aren't funny and just the mistakes and the just absolutely not even first base level stuff that you get.
Very good point being made about the quality of that show.
So what is it? I'm not a devout watcher of Inside the NBA. I rarely watch an NBA game, but I get these guys. You know, when I see it, I think it's fun and funny.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just as simple as they have the right people? It's also interesting to me that these are like mega stars, Barkley and Shaq.
Right.
Not so much Kenny Smith, but they're just like legends. And I feel like those guys are less the type to offer you that, but not in this case. I mean,
right.
These two,
yep.
It doesn't need to be said.
I think it really just comes down to the chemistry of the four men sitting there. Yes. I am not, need it be said. Like I'm also not chasing after NBA games, but I enjoy that show every time I turn it on. And it's a testament to the personalities and them not being afraid to, they're such big stars, at least O'Neal and Barkley, that they don't care if LeBron's going to get mad at them or whatever, if the fans of the Miami Heat are going to get mad at them or the New York Knicks, because I'm Charles freaking Barkley. You know, I think
that's the best.
Someone, you know, Boomer Esiason even is a big star, big radio host in New York City, was a star in the league. He's not Charles Barkley. Like, you know, like if he, and he's, you know, he'll share opinions.
Yep,
you know, right. It's not like he's scared. The radio show, I think, sort of brought that out of him. He's not on those TV shows anymore. Weird coincidence that might be. But you got to get to a level where you're not serving anyone, really. And that's what I think Barkley.
Other than your viewer.
Right. Barkley. Exactly. Barkley and O'Neal. There's nobody within the structure of the league that I'm sure they have friends that they would rather not make mad, but they're not worried about getting leaned on because of an opinion about anything, no matter how negative it is. At least that's how it comes across. But I'm sure there's stuff that doesn't make the air that is maybe even better. But it's a fearless show, I think, within a, you know, a construct that is generally designed to only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We promote the positive stuff about a league. And like, I'm not saying they go hard on different, you know, a variety of subjects or anything. I'm just saying no one is immune to getting blasted by them.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've achieved that level of credibility, you know, you don't have to shoot that often, but when you do, everyone notices and appreciates it because you, not a lot of people get to a spot where they're at that level of exposure and they have the equation swung so much in their favor that the president of whatever at TNT probably very rarely can walk in and tell Charles Barkley what to do.
Can't stop him.
Because, you know, the copy machine company is mad or whatever. It's like, I don't, shut up. You handle it. You know, like that's a power, and that comes across. That's where having stars at that level that have been there, and there's trust, you know, I assume on the panel there, they've been together for so long that they trust one another not to leave the other in the weeds somewhere or something. It just, it's a show with stars so big that they can't really be told what to say. At least that's how I think well, it's definitely how I perceive it, and I think how a lot of fans perceive it, and that gives it a leg up on almost anything it's competing with.
The more I think about what else is out there, the less I feel like the point really holds up. I mean, I've hated these football pregame shows for forever, but baseball did well with A-Rod and Pedro Martinez, right, and Ortiz.
I was watching Saturday night, I don't know if it was FS1 or just Fox, but it was all that panel. And it's funny, as I'm talking about Barkley and Shaq, especially in this context, I'm thinking about, yeah, that was A-Rod, Ortiz, and Jeter for good measure.
Okay.
On a panel with, I think, Kevin Burkhardt at Dodger Stadium before Saturday night's Dodger-Yankee game. And there was nothing scintillating there, but the star power was impossible to deny. I mean, you're talking about three of the greatest players of their generation.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly in A-Rod and Jeter. I mean,
sure.
Ortiz is more one-dimensional, but whatever. One of the greatest DHs who's ever lived. I mean, that's a big crew. They should be able to do almost whatever they want, but I don't know if they're there.
How is hockey right now?
Hockey's getting by. You know, I think...
Remember the Versus and those years? It just was so boring.
Yeah.
And... it just, every intermission sounded like it was pucks to the net time, and I just couldn't.
I grade the hockey almost on a curve to an extent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I appreciate when they try anything because they're trying to find their footing. I don't know what Mark Messier is doing in the role that he's in. I think he knows a lot, and I don't think he's afraid to tell you. He just has trouble telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's tough. The TNT show, I love when Lundqvist is there. I think he's really good in that role. And lately, former coach Rick Bonus has shown up on that show, and I think he's really good.
Okay.
You know.
Well, that could be inside. Part of inside the NBA's legacy is when it comes to baseball, bringing in the biggest names.
Yeah.
And getting something from that, especially if they're interesting, which. Those guys mostly are. I don't think Jeter's interesting, but the other two guys are. Maybe I should watch him and reassess. And just having it be, like you said, fearless, you know, that's really a really good trait. I think of Johnny Miller every time. That's a long time ago now, but how really special I think he was in golf in the booth. Because, like, remember the Ryder Cup with Justin Leonard? Like, he just did not hold back. I think he should be on the bench. He said about Justin Leonard, who then made the putt at Brookline to win the Ryder Cup after that. That's going to happen.
Yep.
But was not afraid to give you his take. And that's just a really good trait.
Yep. So,
all right. Inside the NBA. We'll see how
Yeah,
it's perceived in the future.
I hope I didn't add to anyone's confusion about it by mentioning this Barkley interview that I saw from the Dan Patrick Show, but it confused me. But the story is they're going to ESPN, still produced by TNT, so there still may be some TNT arm of it, even though they don't have the rights to basketball.
Well, I better get into basketball because I don't have the rights to TNT.
So this is good for you,
then. Maybe it's good for me. Now TNT has the French Open. Mm. I can't watch the French Open then. Because I don't have TNT. Oh, the squeeze just never stops. The squeeze. What are you going to do next? How are you going to get me next? Mad Men reruns. How are you going to get me next? Golf.
Stanley Cup Final.
Curling.
All on TNT. Tough one.
For both of us.
No, I get.
Oh, you have Max.
I get that through my my other subscription.
Let's see. That's going to have to be a conversation. The finals. It's going to be good.
Yeah,
should be good.
Yeah.
There's got to be some deal I can get and then get out, like you always want to do with Peacock. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Your calls are welcome. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.